This episode of Postpartum Stories with Steph was recorded on the stolen land of the Wadawurrung people. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. This land always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello, everyone. I am coming to you really quickly today to let you know about a workshop that I am running in a couple of weeks on the 5th of July. The workshop is called BMI is Bullshit, How to Get Prepared for Your Plus Size Pregnancy. And I am so excited for this one because it's something that I've been thinking of, dreaming of, working on for pretty much the last year. So I wanted to come and tell you a little bit about it just really quickly. This isn't a full podcast episode. This is a couple of minutes. And that's my baby in the background because mum life. So the workshop is going to be all about how BMI or high BMI can affect your pregnancy care in the hospital system. And it's heavily sort of drawn from my own experience of two hospital births as a plus size woman and about how I did things differently the second time so that my experience was more positive, how I was able to advocate for myself more because I had more information and I'd learned so much since the first time around. So I wasn't going to let that fatphobic treatment affect my experience. So some of the things that you will learn in this session is about BMI, why it's a bullshit measure of health, anti-fat bias, so the tests that you'll be offered because of your size and what your options are. This also includes things like scans, referrals to dietitians, being weighed at appointments. So all of those things that can sometimes be quite unpleasant we're going to talk about that. What the research says about fat women and birth outcomes. I think often as fat women, we go into our pregnancy appointments being told things like, well, because of your size, you're going to have a cesarean, or because of your size, you're going to get gestational diabetes. So I've had a look at the research and what it actually says about these things for women with high BMI. How to cope with the emotional toll of fatphobic pregnancy care. This is something that's really important because you come back from those appointments sometimes feeling so deflated, and it's so important to look after yourself, your mental health after those not so nice experiences. And you're also going to get a list of questions you can ask your care providers to ensure that it's the right care for you. And this is something you can do quite early on in your pregnancy, and it'll give you a good idea of whether you're going to be supported holistically, not just supported based on your size. And then there's also the opportunity for a Q&A with me at the end of the session. You can submit your question when you book your spot in the session. So if you're pregnant, if you're thinking of becoming pregnant, or if you're a doula or a birth worker that wants to learn more about plus size pregnancy, then this is going to be a really good workshop, a really great opportunity for you to learn more about how to support yourself. So it's on the 5th of July, like I said. It costs $25. It's a 90-minute session. And I will be sending a recorded replay of the session to everyone who purchases a spot. So if you can't make it on the day, you will get it sent to you, a recording that you can watch later or that you can refer back to later if you need to. So I've got a link in the show notes where you can sign up. It's in 2 weeks. I'm very excited. And I think that's it. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to send me an email, hello@postpartumwithsteph.com, or you can, there's my little friend again, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. I'm there @postpartumwithsteph. I hope to see you on the 5th of July. Oh, and it's at 10 a.m. I've got the most important details. 10 a.m., 5th of July, $25, and you'll be sent the replay. Hope to see you there.